The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. Eating my lunch. Apologize. I'm eating on break. One of my listeners sent me this article. I don't know if it's an article. It could be a blog. I'm not sure. On six annoying things doctors do. And I appreciate these things. I mean, I'll read them. And I probably, you know, owe you all an apology on behalf of doctors throughout the country. So let's just kind of look what doctors do. And I guess I have to sit here and eat some crow, especially if I do any of these. This is being written by actually another doctor, Dr. Christine Meyer. Good for her for being able to identify some of the crap that we do that we shouldn't do. For example, she says, asking patients to fill out 20 pages of paper and then never looking at them. All right. That's very, very interesting, okay? You know, there's all this paper you guys have to fill out when you go to the doctor. I have to do it, too. You know, I remember I went to a friend's office, and, you know, he had, you know, you had to fill out your name, your birthday, Social Security, all the insurance forms, HIPAA release. You understand HIPAA? Have you read your HIPAA rights? You have to sign that. The office policy, you read through the office policy, the financial policy. Yes, I'm going to pay my bill, et cetera. And then you have to go through all your history. So you have to fill out all your history, your heart history, whatever. All right, so he has like one little small space for sexual history. You know, I go up to the front, I go, I'm going to need some more paper, please. <All right. laughs> Can I write on the back as well? No, sit down. Shouldn't be that long anyway. All right. So, absolutely. You know, we have lots of paper, unfortunately, to fill out. And then do the doctors actually look at each and every piece? I do, but my paperwork isn't 20 pages. My paperwork is very easy, very quick, you know, because I want to be able to see what I need to see. Let my administrative staff deal with the financial policy and your financial information. I'm more concerned about your medical history. So our medical history is kind of short and sweet, so that it's very easy for me to read and look at. If I have a nurse practitioner or a PA or a visiting doctor, I want to make sure they notice that stuff. I apologize if you guys go through that. I really do. But, you know, for those of you that fill out 20 pages and your doctor doesn't even look at them, which is why do not assume that your doctor or medical provider read all that crap you filled out in the beginning. Okay, if there's an important piece of medical history, you could say, you know, like I put on my paperwork, X, Y, and Z. Very, very important to bring that up. No, I had my appendix taken out. Why are you sending me to a surgeon to evaluate my appendix, doctor? That kind of thing, right? Another thing that really annoys people is keeping patients waiting for 40 minutes and then spending 10 minutes in the room with them. Okay, first of all, you're lucky. Okay, if you're only waiting 40 minutes for your doctor, from what I'm hearing, a lot of you guys out there wait, you know, 2 hours. And I'm not saying, this isn't from a patient of mine. This is the Dr. Meyer who wrote this. And she's talking about what annoys people. It's true. Your time with the doctor is usually less than the time you waited. You know, and it's very, very frustrating. It is. It's very, very annoying. I don't know how we'd ever fix that. You know, on some days, I mean, you come in the door, you fill out your paperwork, you get right back, I come in and see you. I mean, it's like clockwork. It is, but those are miracles, I have to admit. Next, you tell patients, this is where I'm stuck. This is where I really have to eat crow. Doctors tell patients to call any time, but then they don't return their calls. Because I'll do that. I'll be like, look, if you have any questions or any problems, I want you to call. All right? Now, okay, call me personally. call the office. If I do call the office, am I really going to get a call back? I used to say, come back. If there's any problems, come back and see me. The problem is people would be coming to the waiting room going, where's Dahlia? Where's Dahlia? Where's Dahlia? And now that I do radio and I do a lot of the TV stuff, that's starting to not be that practical. And then same thing with the phones. Okay, our phone is ringing nonstop all the time, and not a lot of the patients. Is this where Dr. Dahlia works? What does Dr. Dahlia, what does she look like? You know, is she really that old? You know, I heard she was ugly. Did she really sleep with so-and-so? You know, I mean, this kind of stuff is, it's so, unfortunately, I'm at the point now where I'm really guilty of this. You know, tell patients, look, call if there's, you know, and et cetera. All right, and then, you know, somebody needs to change. You know, a doc, I have a breast mass. Can you please check this out? Okay, let me give you a gamma. I'll come right back. For me, I don't go anywhere else. Okay, I'll come right back. But when you're told to change and then the doctor doesn't come back for another 30 minutes, that ticks people off. A big thing that I try to completely avoid, and it's hard having the thousands upon thousands of patients I have, luckily and fortunate to have in my practice, is to remember each and every one. And so when doctors don't know who you are and don't remember that they, you know, you're like, you did my pelvic exam, you checked my prostate, you were up in there, you talked to me for 30, 40 minutes, I told you all about this, and really you don't remember, that's a big mistake. You know, I tell medical students, I go, look, you're not going to remember everybody off the bat, but if you write yourself notes as reminders in the chart, it's going to reopen a memory of that encounter that you had. And some of these encounters, okay, I mean, you will never forget. You just have to bring them back into your memory. So that's another one. And one of the biggest annoying things that she cites, which annoys a lot of you, is not listening. Okay? You know, I'm right now starting my electronic change over to electronic medical records. And this computer is driving me crazy. So I'm looking at the computer, I'm looking at the chart, I'm looking at the patient, I'm dropping my pen, I'm trying to look at what they're showing me. I mean, am I really stopping and staring them in the eye and listening? Alright? You know, and, you know, some people will say, you know, look, she's not listening to me. I told her I need to drink alcohol, you know, to sleep. Okay? And, I mean, is she, you know, does she realize that's my only way to sleep? You know, is the doctor really getting you? And so these are things that annoy you. Now, a lot of us doctors have been able to get away with, I mean, a big thing doctors have done that really ticks people off is you miss one of their appointments or you no-show or you cancel before 24 hours, they charge you. You took a spot, but you get to charge the doctor if they had an emergency and had to run out? No, you can't. You know, these are just things in our medical community, medical system now that really tick you off. Let me just say it's going to get worse, okay? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years. Hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking. banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We have Sue on the line. Hi, sweetie. How you doing?
Barbara, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
I ordered a phone. I never didn't get it.
What?
A phone.
You gained a pound?
No. Is this a cell phone?
You know, I'm having trouble understanding you. Let me put you on hold. Sorry. Sorry about that. Can't understand. I think she said something about her cell phone. All right. Anyway, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. B-L-I. So we're trying to save money. We're trying to figure out how to take care of our health. And I don't know. It's getting more and more expensive. And the reason why it's getting more and more expensive to take care of our health is because there's so many things that we need to now fix. The older we get, the more we have to fix, right? You know, when I was in my 20s, all I had to do was worry about maybe getting an occasional shot of penicillin. That's about it. Maybe I had a cold, you know. I mean, nothing that really I had to write home about, of course, until I started finding tumors and then having to go through all my little cancer scares. That was a big pain in the butt. But before then, hardly nothing. Then you get to your 30s. After that, you've had a couple kids, men. You're starting to now be married and wife saying, oh my gosh, you got to get your blood pressure checked. You got to get your cholesterol checked. You need to, you know, get your act together. Now all of a sudden you feel like, okay, I'm starting to go to the doctor, but all right, cholesterol's okay. Blood pressure's okay. Fine. Now you're in your 40s and you actually get a diagnosis. That's not fun. Now you're in your 50s and you have two or three diagnoses and you're being told, well, you have to check your blood sugar at home. You have to check your blood pressure. You have to get blood work. You have to do this. You have to do that. You have to come back and see the doctor to get your blood pressure checked. One question you need to tell yourselves or ask the doctor is, can't I just get my blood pressure checked at home? You know, what can I do at home? Ask your doctor, what can I do at home to help save money? Okay? I think it's extremely valid question. I need to save money, doctor. What do I do? Okay? Now, there's a way to do it. Now, you know me. I love talking about saving money. I tell people to go get Retail Me Not and figure out how to get their coupons and, you know, look up coupon codes and, you know, how to do Christmas presents and how to make Christmas baskets. And, I mean, I love giving you guys so much advice on saving money. That's how you do it. Go, you know, this is how you do it when you talk to the doctor, okay? All right, there's a way. Don't just tell the doctor, this sucks. You're costing me so much money. You're making me go broke. How do I save money? That's not the way how you ask the doctor, okay? Even though that may be the case. You may really be ticked off at your doctor. That's not how you approach it. How you approach it with your doctor is go, look, you give me such amazing medical advice. Can you also give me a little bit of financial advice? You know, what in your opinion is the best way to manage this, the least expensive? You know, now that I got high blood pressure and I got diabetes, what advice can you give me on managing this less expensively? Because the copays are costing, the medicine's costing, but I want to do this right, doctor. I want to make you proud of me, doctor. I want to make you so proud of me. I want to listen to what you're telling me to do, but, you know, what if I can't afford the medications? How do I do what you tell me in the most easily financial way? Now, if somebody said that to me, wow. I would probably buy their medicines for them. I mean, that is how much I would love that attitude. Do you see how it's all attitude? Meanwhile, you're thinking, I hate this doctor. This doctor's making me go broke. But you see how you do it? All right, so one study found, start monitoring your blood pressure at home. These home blood pressure monitoring kits could save you big bucks. Big bucks, and some of them are only like $25. They're not even that expensive. According to Dr. Alejandro Arrieta, assistant professor in the Department of Health Policy and Management at Florida International University of Miami, said in American Heart Association news release, home blood pressure monitors should be reimbursed by insurance. I agree. Widely adopted across America and integrated into current clinical practice for diagnosis and treatment of hypertension, which is high blood pressure. They say by improving the accuracy of their blood pressure assessment and by monitoring their blood pressures outside the clinic setting, patients help themselves, they help physicians, and save money for insurance companies. Not that I really give a damn about saving money for insurance companies, but I like the idea of them saving money for themselves. They said 76 million Americans now have high blood pressure. Hypertension, obviously. Many more have undiagnosed. Since high blood pressure is the silent killer, many of you have absolutely no clue that you have it. Okay? And it starts to cause problems before you even realize. So, for example, you'll have retinopathy. You'll have lack of vision in one eye because you busted some blood vessels because of the high blood pressure. Or you can have weakness to the heart and you don't realize it. I mean, there's a whole variety of things that this high blood pressure could do, not to mention put you at risk for stroke risk, etc. For this study, researchers looked at data between 2008 and 2011 from almost 34,000 people with two health insurance plans. They found high blood pressure in 6% of the people aged 20 to 44, 34% of those who were middle-aged, and 60% of those who were seniors. They found that the study with people with home blood pressure monitoring, saved $33 to $166 per person the first year, and $415 to $1,300 over 10 years. That is a lot of Lula. For each dollar spent on home blood pressure kits, insurers could expect a return of 85 cents to $3.75 in the first year, $7.50 to $19.34 over 10 years, etc. Okay, so what they're saying is just checking your blood pressure at home can save you bucks, big bucks. All right? And I usually tell my patients, check your blood pressure at home morning, noon, and night. If you don't trust the blood pressure cuff, very simple. You bring that blood pressure cuff into your doctor's office and go, look, does this work? Okay, let me compare it to what your staff does when the staff checks the blood pressure. So my staff does everything manual. I don't let my staff use a digital, okay, because I like manual. I do. I trust it. I like it. Just in case, I'd hate to think that I'm trusting a digital that could be wrong. So I really like, in my private practice, in the hospital setting, I like the digital, the electronic. But in my regular hospital setting, all of us should be able to do a blood pressure the old-fashioned way, and I like it that way. And then my patients bring in their digital cuff. And when their digital cuff matches spot on what my staff got, that's pretty damn cool. Then, number one is I know my staff is doing the right job. Number two is that means you got a pretty good cuff. I could trust it. If your cuff is 5 points or 10 points off, you may have to get a new cuff, or you may just have to remember that you could be 5 or 10 points off, and rather you get a new cuff. So check your blood pressure morning, noon, night, and anytime you feel like it could be high, you have a headache, check your blood pressure. You feel tired, check your blood pressure. You had a fight with your wife, whatever, check your blood pressure. And watch and see what happens. Let's say you have a salty dinner. You went out for some, Chinese food, or you went out for sushi, and you loved it. And you come home, and you kind of feel excited. You got that little bit of a salt high, sodium high, and you're like, this is good. I feel good. Check your blood pressure. Just to see. You had a drink. You weren't supposed to have a drink. You had a drink. Check your blood pressure. Because checking your blood pressure also teaches you what makes you go up and down. This was the same thing I told you guys about with your sugar monitoring. If you have your sugar monitor and you check your blood sugar monitor and you check your blood sugar after you have eaten something or the next day and you document your diet, you can learn what raises your blood sugar and what doesn't. It's a learning. It's a teaching tool. You know, everybody says doctors can't stand people going to the internet and teaching themselves on the internet. That's not true. That's not true at all. I want my patients educated. The more educated you guys are, which is why I do the show, the better you're going to do. Now, what about other ways to save money? Well, of course, checking your blood sugar at home, too. Those of you who check your blood sugar at home, in my practice, in my office, my patients, I don't need to check their blood sugar as often because they're much better controlled diabetics. The more in control you are, the more we get to extend the time period between blood testings through the lab. Hence, you save money. Not to mention, the quicker you get in control, then the less I need to start you on additional medicines and more expensive medications. So the same thing works with that. I also told you about how to save money in terms of your medications. Some pills you could cut in half, some you can't. Blood pressure medications, heart medications, I would not mess around cutting in half. Some of your diabetic medications, cholesterol medications, yeah, you may be able to get away with cutting the pill in half. Okay, depending on, as long as you're not a very, very brittle diabetic, or, you know, it's something where the medicine is on is mild, you could get the higher dose and cut it in half. So there are things you could do to save money. 90 days prescription may save money more than 30 day prescriptions. Prevention is key. Don't run out of your medicines. If you run out of your medicines and your cholesterol goes through the roof, now you're stuck with another blood test. So there's a variety of things you can do to save money. And ask your doctor. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speed. Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, a lot of the emails I've been getting is still centering around the same topic, which we're not going to bring up again. Don't worry, we always bring this up, but it's just a sign that things are not getting better in terms of people having their access to health care or these health insurance plans they bought on their respective Obamacare links not actually giving them coverage. I wish I had more advice for you. I guess a very, very growing trend now is many of you purchase insurance. You actually sent in your premiums. You even receive a card. You even receive an actual card. The doctor, medical facility, bills the insurance. The insurance turns around and says, sorry, not a covered service. Patient responsible. So all those things promised, a physical, no pre-existing conditions, aren't happening. The only thing that I could tell you that seems a little bit positive is I am noticing some of the fights are making headway. So when I personally had a whole slew of patients where this happened to, where we just got all these, I don't want to even say denials. These were just statements from the insurance saying patient is responsible for the whole thing, patient responsible. And then we notified the patient, and the patient's like, to hell with this. I paid my dues. I paid my premiums. No way. I'm going to, you know, open up a can of whoop-butt and, you know, contact these insurance companies back. I noticed that made some headway because the insurance companies turned around and paid. And it's not that I'm worried so much about me getting paid. I'll do fine. I'm worried about you guys purchasing a health insurance that is not giving you the coverage that you need. Okay, it's one thing to not have coverage, all right? But it's another thing to think you have coverage, and then you find out that you don't, and they turn around and they smack you with a nasty bill. Because remember, when you go in as a quote-unquote cash pay, a person without insurance, you automatically get a discount. All right, and you get a pretty hefty, decent discount. When you come in with insurance, the insurance is billed the, you know, pre-insurance amount. So we bill the insurance knocks down 60, 70, 80% of it, and then we're told, okay, this is what you owe. So when you come in with insurance that is quote-unquote fake insurance, all right, you know, the doctors and hospitals aren't going to turn around and go, oh, wait a second. Okay, you add insurance. Now, all of a sudden, you want a cash discount after we spent money and time fighting the insurance companies? No way. So, I mean, you want to know if you have coverage, then you have coverage. If you don't have coverage, you could go at your medical care differently. All right? And you could approach it more strategically. All right? And we're finding for a lot of people, it's a lot more advantageous to be a cash patient. Which, who knows, maybe it was a good thing that came out of this whole Obamacare crap hole that we're in, you know, where now you're not having insurance puts you at an advantage to those people that do have insurance. You know, the tables are turned. Maybe you will be able to get cheaper rates. Medicine prices are going down. Doctor fees are going down. You know, maybe there'll be a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel. But I strongly urge you guys, whenever you get any of these new insurances through either your state website or Obamacare link or whatever, to test it out on something cheap. Okay? I think that's the big mistake a lot of you guys are making, and that's why I'm hearing all this confusion and concern. All right? You finally get your insurance. You take a day off, which is very difficult to do in your job. You take that day off. You go to your doctor and go, you do everything. I've had patients say that to me. Do everything, Dahlia. Everything I should have done and got done, do it now. Because I don't know how long I can afford this insurance. So get my colonoscopy done. Get this done. Do it. Order me whatever, my mammogram. Okay, so we get them up to date. We get them up to date with their dental, with their skin cancer screens, their pap smears, their colonoscopies, etc. And all of a sudden, you start seeing patient responsibility. Well, that's bullcrap. I mean, that's not fair to you guys. So my suggestion is, with any new insurance, and it stinks because it could be 90 days until you find out, you need to test the waters on something cheap. And what I suggest you do, which is what we're having to do with our patients, is, all right, they come in with their card shaking, going, I don't even know if this sucker's going to work. Should I just pay cash, or can we do this? Put me down as a cash patient. Bill this. If they don't pay, I still get to solidify that cash patient rate. And that's how we do it. All right, and so maybe do that. Like, you go and see your doctor and go, look, okay, this visit is to test the insurance because I need to know that they're going to cover, and I got to get a lot of stuff done, but I'm scared to death because I'm afraid it's, you know, not going to get covered. So for this, let's just do a visit for my ear or my sore throat or my blood pressure refill. Nothing too fancy, a basic, small quick office visit, bill that, see what happens with the insurance, because I'm scared, from what I'm seeing with colleagues, etc. And that may be a smart way to do it. And then, as soon as you know that it got covered, and to the extent of it got covered, or what your out-of-pocket is, then you can move forward to the deeper, heavier type things. All right? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is going to be interesting. There's going to be new rules to help protect pregnant women. Apparently, new federal guidelines on job discrimination against pregnant workers could have a big impact, according to BismarckTribune.com, in the workplace and the courtroom. The expanded rules adopted by the bipartisan Equal Employment Opportunity Commission make clear that any form of workplace discrimination or harassment against pregnant workers by employers is a form of sex discrimination and illegal. They said updating its pregnancy discrimination guidelines for the first time in more than 30 years, the agency cited a persistence of overt pregnancy discrimination as well as the emergence of more subtle discriminatory practices. So the guidelines spell out how the Americans with Disabilities Act will now apply to pregnant workers, and they will emphasize that any discrimination against female workers based on past or prospective future pregnancies is also illegal. These guidelines, I guess, will be issued this week. It'll hopefully steer investigators to be more sensitive to the special needs of pregnant workers and give employer lawyers more ammunition, they claim, in defending clients who are victims of such discrimination. Now, what is happening in the workplace with pregnant patients? Okay, well, it's interesting. Okay, here are some cases. They say 3 months after Maria told her supervisor she was pregnant, she was absent for a few days due to an illness unrelated to her pregnancy. When she returned to work, her supervisor said her body was trying to tell her something and she was let go. Another case, there was a Teresa who informed her supervisor of her pregnancy. He met with her to discuss alleged performance problems. Even though Teresa consistently received outstanding performance reviews during her 8 years, she was discharged. Bira, a woman from Nigeria, claimed that when she was visibly pregnant with her second child, her supervisors increased her workload, shortened her deadlines so she could not complete her assignments, ostracized her, repeatedly excluded her from meetings to which she should have been invited, reprimanded her for failing to show up, and then also subjected her to profanity, etc. So here's the thing, okay, when it comes to discrimination in the workplace, and we're going to talk more about this after break, there's very gross, non-subtle, very apparent discrimination, and then there's subtle discrimination. The problem with the subtle discrimination is it's very easy for employers to hide that and discriminate their employees, but then also on the flip side, there could be things that happen in the workplace that get construed as discrimination. The employer's like, what? Really? Really? You kidding me? Really? That, what did I do? You know, and so when we talk about the subtle cases of discrimination, that could be very, very difficult. Now, a lot of us employers, whenever we have a staff member that becomes pregnant, okay, I am first to make sure that the duties and the time and everything is still the same. The only thing that I have, which is of difficulty, is I cannot have that person do x-rays. So we try to find another job, another position for them that's would be like better, not looking like they're being punished, something that they would enjoy, you know, and probably happy to be moved to. But you have to remove a pregnant woman from the x-ray. We'll talk about that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no-no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a no-no.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so you're a woman. You become pregnant. You need to tell your boss that you're pregnant and you think you're going to get fired. Or you're a boss and you have an employee who tells you they're pregnant. And the employee is somebody that manages x-rays or things that they shouldn't when they're pregnant. All right. Are you going to be sued for discrimination if you move her to a job duty or if you fire her because she can't work in that capacity that you hire her for? These are very, 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 very difficult questions, all right? And even though I agree that we definitely need guidelines that help pregnant workers, I will also say we need guidelines for employers that they could follow consistently, because I think a lot of employers have no idea what the hell to do. I can't tell you how many times I get called from an employer going, look, can I be sued if she gets exposed to something at work and it hurts the baby? All right. She's pregnant now. I can't let her do x-rays. There's a lot of controversy whether dental hygienists, vet techs, x-ray techs can actually shoot x-rays while pregnant. You know, many doctors believe, look, if they're wearing the iron drape, if they're wearing the apron, if they're, the shield, and, they're protecting themselves, they could technically do it. But, how many people want to take the risks? And so, like I said, for us, how we handle it is anybody who's pregnant, they just don't shoot the x-rays. We'll shoot them for you or something, and we'll give them some other duties. Now, usually their duties then turn out being much less and a much, much easier job. And so the big problem we may have as an employer is coworkers getting upset that person is getting paid the same amount for doing less of a job because they're pregnant. Now, does that open you up to liability? If you have a pregnant employee, and you are keeping them from duties that could expose the baby harm, so they have less duties, okay? And you still keep their pay the same, because if you change your pay, that's discriminatory. Are you going to be in trouble with the other coworkers because that person is positively discriminated towards, where they could get the same pay and do less of a job, or do a job that they're not, like, for example, there's, usually in offices, the people that work with the patients directly and do the x-rays are usually the higher paid staff versus people that work at the front, file room, etc. So if you move somebody in that pay grade to file room when they're pregnant, okay, do you change your pay? No, you can't. That's discrimination. In most states, you can't do that. So then what do you do about the other staff that say, well, wait a second, why am I doing more work than them at the same pay grade? So you see how, as an employer, you don't know what the hell to do. So even though we need to, on one end, fight discrimination against pregnant employees, the other problem we have is how to protect, other workplace employees or employers so they don't do the wrong thing. Now, the easiest route for an employer is, okay, while you're pregnant, I don't want to cause risk to the baby. I don't want to cause risk to everybody else. This is a problem. Just put you in another office, move you out of the situation. It's a very, very, it's a very, very complex issue that an office should be formatted for and should be prepared for. But here is another issue we're finding. Okay. It's very, very interesting. All right. I had a patient come to me, and she said, she was seeing me for stress, et cetera. I told her, you need to go to your employer and you need to ask for a week or two off. You need to take some time off. You have stress. Oh, I have vacation time. I don't want to use it. I go, why don't you want to use your vacation time or your sick time? She said, because anybody that takes sick time or sick leave, when they come back, they get fired. Now, I'm like, well, that's odd. I mean, you deserved your sick leave. They shouldn't offer it if they're going to. They're firing you for the sick leave? Well, I talked to another, a lot of times you get coworkers, coming in together, not together for the same visit. But I talked to another colleague about, look, I want you to take off sick leave, or is there going to be an issue? And, that person said, when somebody goes away and other people cover for the person that went away, they find all the things that weren't done or weren't done right. So you can't defend yourself, and you also can't cover up what you've been doing. So years later, when there was a pregnant patient who had lost her job for quote-unquote being pregnant. Okay, she claimed that the employer said she wasn't doing her job, et cetera, whatever. What's actually going on here? You know, I mean, is that the case? We once had a patient, an employee. She was pregnant. Everything went well. She was a great worker when she was pregnant. We gave her whatever time off she needed. She had the baby. The baby was gorgeous, et cetera. When she took off extendedly, we were all prepared. We had coverage. Everything was great. Everything, we were all excited. You know, we were going to have a breastfeeding room already. Everything was all exciting and wonderful. Until we found out that everything that she was responsible for and to be done wasn't done. Now, patients had made complaints about her the whole time, and I was thinking, no, you know, it's because she's pregnant, maybe she's working a little slower, whatever. She actually, not only did she not do the job, but she asked one of the other coworkers to falsify the book and the log and all that. At that point, we had to let that person go. All right? I mean, now we're talking about putting patients' safety at risk, etc. So I saw in common, in real time, all right, what happened. You know, I mean, when you're there doing your job, nobody could talk bad about you. You could cover up your mistakes. You could make sure the job is looking good, etc. But once I started to have patients going, where's my MRI? You know, I thought I had a brain tumor. Was that MRI ever done? And I go, yeah, it was logged. It was this. It was this. No, it never was. And so if you are going to be taking some time off, I would suggest you make sure that you never lied about your job duties. You made sure that everything was done, etc. Usually it's your higher up management. Everybody else has to talk to management, but management can hide stuff from owners. And that's, so you see how complex it is. You know, I mean, I am always an advocate for my patients and for my listeners and for my employees. Okay, I mean, I want them to have babies. I want them to have families. There's not a no cell phone rule in my practice because I want my staff to be able to talk to their kids. If the cell phone rings or they get a text from their kid during working hours, not on break, I don't care. I want them to be able to communicate with their kids. I think that's important. If I want my phone nearby because I have kids, then I'm going to let my staff have their phones nearby. If I think that their phones nearby is going to put a patient at risk because they're not paying attention and making a mistake, then we're going to have to figure out cell phone use only during breaks. But if not, yeah, I mean, I think being a mom is one of the most important jobs out there. However, all right, employers are going to need some heavy duty guidelines, and pregnant patients are going to need some protections, or pregnant employees are going to need some protections, and that's tough. This is going to be very, very difficult, because like I said, it's going to be the nuance, the gross discrimination of, oh, you're pregnant, you're fired. You're not going to see that. You're not going to see that, because we already made that taboo. Even in states with at will, I guess where you could, you know, fire at will, no cause or whatever. No, nobody's going to fire you because you're pregnant. But if you can't do the job duties you're being paid for, all right, and the boss has to justify what your new job duties are or what your pay is, or if you just can't do your job and you're not trained to do another job, what do employers do? Okay, if you're not trained to do another job in that particular setting, what do you do? I mean, that's an issue. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Hang me down, little white church.
Hang me down,
hang me down.
You know, hang me down,
hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.